You know, freedom really is a major issue that is at stake right now. Our freedoms are at risk, but it is not because of common sense measures to keep people safe from a pandemic that are limited in time and that were responsive to the science. It's because of a few critical issues. One of them is freedom to make decisions that are fundamental to who you are as a person, to what your future is going to be. And that includes the decision to whether to have a safe and legal abortion. It also goes to our freedom to vote. You know, there have been efforts to overturn the results of Democratic elections. I mean, that's about our freedom to determine who's making decisions and, you know, to support particular policy changes. And we've seen efforts to undermine that by limiting access to voting, but also by attempting to overturn the results, as we saw following the 2020 elections. And so, you know, there are significant issues out there that are going to impact our freedoms. But the ones that are going to make a huge difference for our lives and for society are ones like the freedom to access safe and legal abortion and the freedom to vote.
You know, you brought up the voting portion of this, and I was definitely going to go there. Now that we're there, you just watch as an American citizen that's been around now for 7 decades. You know, you just watch what is taking place in the Voting Rights Act and in all of the past history that has made the nation and made adjustments to the injustice that occurred for many decades in this country, century or more in this country, and to now see that all of those things are being cast asunder with no proof whatsoever all over the nation. So how do we fix this, Attorney General Call? I mean, there are people who are losing faith in the system. You hear people arguing that they believe that their votes didn't count. There's no proof to back any of that up, but just based on their beliefs, they're willing to take away the rights of people based on what they feel. Nobody can prove anything, but we're reacting to what some people feel.
Yeah, I think it's important to sort of start with where we are. And I think this is an important point for people to remember. We have the greatest democracy in the world, and the results of our elections are not rigged. This is not a place like Russia or Iran where the results are preordained. The results reflect the will of the voters. And in Wisconsin in particular, we know that because they have been reviewed over and over and over again. And so following the 2016 presidential election, there was a statewide recount, and it showed that the results were accurate. Following the 2020 election, there were recounts in Milwaukee and Dane County. The results were accurate. There were also several legal challenges brought that upheld the results of the election. There was an audit conducted by the Legislative Audit Bureau that, again, confirmed that the results were accurate. So our votes do count. The results we have are accurate. And, you know, look, if you look at the history in Wisconsin, and in 2016, it was very close. Donald Trump won that election in Wisconsin. In 2020, it was very close, and Joe Biden won that election. And so any suggestion that our results are anything but accurate is just not correct. Now, what we have seen is attacks on access to voting. And as you mentioned, the Voting Rights Act has been gutted. There have been attempts to roll back access to voting in Wisconsin and other states. And again, there were these efforts to overturn the results of the election. So far, those efforts have largely failed. We, you know, the governor has vetoed a number of bills that would have restricted access. My administration defended against those efforts to overturn the results in court, and we succeeded. And ultimately, the will of the voters prevailed in the 2020 election. But we also need to take action to make sure that those kinds of efforts are not successful in the future. The most important thing that we can do, I think, would be to pass the Freedom to Vote Act in Congress, the The Senate has not moved forward with that. They've let the filibuster stand in the way of passing that legislation. I certainly hope they will reconsider that, ideally this year, but if not, in future sessions. And then we need to keep making sure, you know, when certainly I'm committed to doing this with our Department of Justice, that our leaders are defending the will of the voters.
You know, Attorney General Call, the will of the voters, there are two sides in this. There's a side that is right, that have done all the right things, and the other side that is attempting to overthrow that. And we continue to deal with this with Mike Gableman and Robin Voss and people of that ilk who continue to waste time and money again to prove something that they can't ever prove, and to get many others who are not willing to accept the outcome. As we head into the midterms and in a short period of time, a brand new election for president in 2024, there are a lot of us who aren't comfortable. We're not comfortable in believing that this is going to be straightened out by then. And again, the fact that people who don't want to believe the forest for the trees, who don't believe all of these allegations that have been disproved, and continue to push and waste money that could be used to address other issues, we can't stop that. There's no way any of that stuff can be checked.
The short answer is it sort of depends on the context. And so the first thing to note is you probably remember back in 2018, after Governor Evers won and I won, the Republicans rushed into special session.
That's correct.
And passed the bill.
Power.
That's right. That's exactly right. And one of the things they did in that bill that didn't get as much attention at the time is they gave themselves the unlimited ability in the legislature to spend money on attorneys. And because that is the law, Robin Voss, unfortunately, can spend as much money and waste as much taxpayer money on this Gableman litigation the Gableman investigation as he wants to. Because of that lame duck session, they do have that authority. What they can't do is go beyond the power that the legislature has to conduct an investigation. And one of the things that they've done here is Mike Gableman has demanded that not only the depositions happen, but that they happen in private. So private interviews of election officials and other government employees. And my administration has gone to court to challenge that. We have said that that's not consistent with the power they have. And if these depositions happen, they've got to happen in public so that the public can hear from these election officials directly. That's being litigated in court right now. And so the Gableman investigation is stalled currently while that plays out. But as you said, this is a total waste of taxpayer money. And we need the assembly to finally end this. We have wasted a huge amount of taxpayer money so far, and continuing to waste that money is not in the interest of taxpayers. It's not in the interest of our democracy.
So, Attorney General Call, can I get you to hang on a second? We've got to go to a break. On the air, Attorney General Josh Call, 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.